الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم، لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم، إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers and young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the verse that was recited in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an answer to one of the very big questions that many youth around the world, especially youth, and in fact many Muslims around the world, ask. In the ayat that has been recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the answer. And this is the ijaz of the Quran Sharif. It is the miracle of the Quran Sharif that a single ayat, if we ponder over it, if we have some concern to understand its meaning, its relevance in today's times, if we go out to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us, then we will find big solutions in little verses. Of course, no verse of the Quran Sharif is little as far as its meaning is concerned, as far as the message that it gives us. No verse of the Quran Sharif is little. But in size, it is a very, very small verse compared to the entire Quran Sharif, compared to other verses of the Quran Sharif. But it gives us a very, very great lesson. But before explaining with regards to how this ayat of the Quran Sharif is a great guide for us in that particular situation, let me give you a little bit of background towards which situations this verse of the Quran Sharif will help us in. What is that question that we all ask, and especially many of the youth, being a theme of Youth Day, ask, perhaps this ayat of the Quran Sharif will answer those questions, that question of ours. If we analyze the world scenario, Muslims around the world, then Muslims comprise of more than or at least close to one third of the world's population. Close to one third of the world's population. There were never ever so many Muslims in the world as they are today. If we have to see with regards to worldly means, what the Muslims have got, very, very strategic positions all around the world, strategic canals, the Suez Canal, the Gulf, very, very strategic canals are all in the hand, in the control of the Muslims. From Morocco to Indonesia, there is a string of countries that are all Muslim countries. A whole string in one line. All Muslim countries. And this is the heart of the world that the Muslims are taking over. If we have to analyze the Islamic centers, the movements, the committees that are there all around the world, then probably in the history of Islam, there were not so many movements, so many committees, so many Islamic centers promoting Islam. If we have to analyze publications, then there was never a time in Islamic history where there were so many publications being published and printed and distributed free of charge all around the world as they are today in our times. If we have to analyze the speeches, the conferences, the seminars that are held throughout the world on Islam, on the rising of Islam, then there were no seminars, there were never as many seminars held in Islamic history as they are held today. But yet, the question that we ask is that why then is it that Muslims are being kicked from pillar to post, are being battered from pillar to post? Why then is it that Muslims are the target of oppression all around the world, the target of abuse all around the world? This is the question that arises on the hearts, on the tongues of many Muslims around the world, and particularly the youth, that why is it? And it is in this verse of the Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the answer. And the reason is very, very simple. Many of those anjumans, many of those Islamic centers, many of those organizations, those institutions, those committees that go about to try and bring a change in society, they go about trying to bring a change in society, they do so with the intention, or at least they do not say it in so many words, but inside they feel that we are here to reform the next person. We are here to reform the next person, to reform the world. We have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reform the world. Of course, reformation of the world is not something which is taboo. It is not something which is to be looked down upon. It is a very, very noble cause. But at the same time, what this verse of the Quran Sharif is explaining to us is that we should not forget ourselves. We should not forget our lives, reformation of ourselves before we reform others. The community that we live in, the nation that we live in, the world that we are a part of, it is all made up of individuals. If those individuals reform themselves, then the community is reformed, the nation is reformed, the whole world at large is reformed. It is, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he would say, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, the great Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, the author of Ma'riful Quran, he would say that if a person has got a very, very severe pain in his stomach, he will never ever be concerned about the next person sneezing. That if the person is sneezing next to him, he is going to be concerned about his own sickness first, before he is concerned. And ask the sick people. Hazrat Maulana Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who was here a few days ago, he mentions that he had this example. He was faced with it in his very own life. He says, I had a relative of mine, a lady, who always used to have a stomach pain, very, very severe stomach pain she used to get. But it was not because of any disease or any cancer. It was just a type of stomach pain that would perhaps arise because of gas or something else. So one day he says, I was taking this relative of mine to the hospital. And when we entered the lift of the hospital, there was another woman, lady, on a wheelchair. Someone was taking that lady to see the doctor. And that lady was in plaster. Both her hands were in plaster, both her feet were in plaster. And her chest was full of burn marks. And this lady, who was the relative of Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahab Damat Barakatum, she always used to be concerned, and she always used to feel that she is someone who is very, very sick. And she always used to think about it in that way, sulk over her sickness. So Maulana thought that perhaps I will show her this person who is in plaster, virtually from head to toe, and has got burn marks all over her chest. Perhaps if I show this to her, she will make shukr over her condition. So he says that I told her that, Khala, look at this lady. She is in plaster, both her hands are broken, both her feet are broken. She has got burn marks all over her body. Look, at least you are in a better state. So that old lady, she says, that yes, indeed, this woman, both her hands are broken, both her feet are broken, and she has got burn marks on her body. But the pain that I have got in my stomach, she is not suffering from that. The pain that I am suffering in my stomach, she is not suffering from that. So when someone, he himself, he is involved, he has got some pain, or he has got some fault in himself, normally a person will not be concerned about the next person. Hazrat Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very, very pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a saint and mystic of his time, the people came to him and said, O Zunnun, there is a drought, there is famine in our town. Tell us what to do. Hazrat Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was known for his piety. What a great pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he used to stand in tahajjud, he used to be like a branch of a tree, he wouldn't move for hours on end in tahajjud. But he says that this condition that you are undergoing of famine, of drought, the fact that there is no rain, it is because of my sins, he says. Immediately his sight went upon that, upon his own sins. He says, if I leave the town, it will start raining. Had it been one of us, perhaps we would have said that maybe because the youth are committing too much of sins. Immediately the buck passes on to someone else. The need to reform is for someone else, not for ourselves. Immediately that is the case. Whereas this verse of the Quran Sharif, this ayat of the Quran Sharif, if the concern is for ourselves to reform, and then for others to reform. I'm not suggesting for a moment that if we have some fault in our lives, we should not propagate good to the others of the same thing. I'm not suggesting for a moment. But our da'wat, our tabligh, our invitation to others to do good will be much more effective if our words come from the heart. Because when it comes from the heart, then it will affect the hearts. And those words that come out from the tongue, just from the mouth, it goes into the one ear and comes out the other ear. It goes into one ear and it comes out the other ear. It is for this very reason that Hazrat Maulana Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, it is mentioned about him that thousands of people literally would make tawbah in his majlis. In one bayan, thousands of people would make tawbah. Why? Because Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Alayhi had mentioned about him that inke andar daawat ka jazba aisa ho gaya hai jaise ke insaan ke tabi'i taqaze. Daawat, the jazba of daawat, the jazba of inviting others to Islam, the jazba and the fikr and concern of his own reformation had become such like a person's natural needs. Until if we are hungry, we are not at ease until we have something to eat. Like that he was. If there was some fault in him, then he was not at ease until he had reformed that fault in himself. Now look at this verse of the Quran Sharif. This question that is being posed by the youth around the world and by many Muslims, that There have never been so many Muslims around the world. There were never so many publications, so much importance given to the propagation of Islam as it is nowadays. Why then is Islam being kicked from pillar to post? The verse, the ayat, the answer is in this verse of the Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. O believers, take stock of yourselves. Take account of yourselves. Apni khabar lo. Worry about yourself as well. Worry about your self-reformation as well. La yadurrukum man dhalla idha hatadaytum. If you are correct, if you are on the right path, if you have reformed yourself, la yadurrukum man dhalla, then those who are astray will not cause any harm to you. Those who are astray will not cause any harm to you. لا تسأل عما تفعل. You will not be asked about what they do. You will not be asked about what they do. We will be asked about our own actions on the day of Qiyamah. Again, I should not be misinterpreted or misunderstood. I'm not suggesting for a single moment that we don't propagate Islam. But together with that, we worry about our own selves as well. Our self-reformation. When we are going to worry about that, then the words we speak will come not from our mouths, but from the tongue, from the heart. It will come from a heart, and it will have effect on the hearts. لا يضركم من ضل إذا هتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا. Each and every one of us have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Each and every one of us have to go. We will all be sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And He will tell us about what we did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us about our actions, about how we went about in the world. He is not going to tell us, ask us about the others, what they did, the actions that they did. We will be asked about why we did these actions. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Alhamdulillah, we are all in the masjid. We are going to perform our Jummah Salah. But how often does it occur to us that has our Jummah Salah, or any other Salah for that matter, has it been performed in accordance to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? In accordance with the Sharia? Have we fulfilled all the conditions? Is our clothing appropriate for us to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has our wuzu been performed correctly? Do we have khushu and khudu in our salah? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those mu'mins are successful. Those believers are successful who have adopted khushu in their salah. They concentrate in their salah. And khushu only means, the ulama explain, that as long as we know what word we are uttering in our salah at which time, that is sufficient for khushu. When we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, if we know that, it shouldn't be that we just start our salah and like an automatic machine, those words just keep coming out. And our mind, because subconsciously we are just saying those words because we have to. This is how this is a place where there is room for improvement. Our salah, our zakat. Do we ever ask ourselves how we have discharged our zakat? Do we ever ask ourselves how we have kept our fast? Do we ever ask ourselves that the morsel that we are putting into our mouth, is it a morsel of halal or is it a morsel of haram? Unfortunately, the aspect of mu'amalat, our commercial transactions, is something that has been divorced from deen. It is no more, we don't consider it to be part of our deen. When we go into the marketplaces, then our Islam is either left at home or in the masjids. Whereas there are chapters upon chapters in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the fuqaha ikram, guide us on our commercial transactions. When it comes to our ma'asharat, then do we ever take stock of ourselves to see whether are we not causing harm to the next Muslim brother? How do we talk to our fellow companions? How do we deal with those who are next to us? Do we ever take stock of that? This is what this ayat is telling us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. Take stock of yourselves. Be concerned about your self-reformation. Alaykum anfusakum. When it comes to our akhlaq, does it ever concern us that we have pride, envy, animosity, jealousy in our hearts? Does it ever concern us? This is the important message that this verse of the Quran Sharif is giving to us. And dear friends, if we change, then the environment will change. Zamana humko badale, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Hum zamane se nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he would mention that zamana humko badale, ye zamane mein dam nahi. That the environment can change us. That the environment can change us. The environment does not have this power to change us. Zamana khud hum se hai. We are what we make of the environment. The environment is what we make out of the environment. Hum zamane se nahi. We are not made out of the environment. The environment is what we make out of the environment. Hence, if we all take a little bit of stock about ourselves, about our ibadat, about our akhlaq, our ma'asharat, our ma'amalat, inshallah, the world will be a better place to live in. The youth, because it is youth day tomorrow, these youth who are the flag bearers of Islam, they will, in the true sense of the word, be the flag bearers of Islam. We will then understand our objective of being sent into this world, and we will become far better Muslims. Muslims that will be a lesson for others around the world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the problems, the difficulties, the calamities that all the Muslims around the world are suffering. May He guide the youth of Islam to the straight path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.